Okay, so the parsha talks about the nazir, that the nazir should make certain limitations in his life. He shouldn't have any wine, and he has to take upon all these churmas now. And Chazal tells us that the nazir learns from the sota. You know, the sota got in trouble through wine, so too the nazir now is going to have these certain avoidments in his life to make sure that he lives a kaddish and a pure life. So I thought maybe we'll talk about a certain shaila about avoiding. As Rav Zilberstein brings down in Vaharevna, a beautiful, beautiful ma'isa from Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, the famous Rosh Hashiva in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, he would always walk to his yeshiva, yeshiva called Eitz Chaim, and one of the ways that he'd be able to get there, he would always pass through Machane Yehuda. For all we know, Machane Yehuda is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. Anyone who's never been zochah to be, I highly encourage it. And the reason why Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer used to go through the shuk is because that there used to be tremendous, tremendous amounts of shade. You know, on a hot summer day in Yerushalayim, you get pretty, pretty brutal and pretty humid. So at the end of the day, you know, they always would be able to walk through. You know, sometimes they would walk through to be able to get the shade from all the canopies, from all the people there. However, one day, as the guy who was walking with Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, they were about to walk through to the shuk, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer went the other way. And he took the guy with him. And the guy wanted to know, Rebbe, we usually go here every day. What's going on here? So the Rav turned to him and he said the following. He said, the Gemara of Abasha on Bezim and Bez explains that it's usher for a person to walk through someone else's field of wheat, lest one damage it through the evil eye of kinah, right? The iron heart of jealousy. So today, a hot day, and obviously we would definitely enjoy the shade from from all the vendors' canopies and everything. You know, it's a brutal hot day. But at the end of the day, it might not be so partial just to be able to walk through, you know, all these vendor stands. You know, and just to be able to, and we know that we're not going to buy anything. It might bring an iron horror. As Gemara says, that it's forbidden to walk through someone else's field of wheat. So maybe we shouldn't, and therefore they went the other way. So Zubrasin wants to know: Was this an actual Isser in the Torah, or was Isser Zalman Meltzer, you know, just being extra pious or extra righteous, a midas chasidus? You know, sometimes in our own lives, you know, we able, you know, on Central Avenue, just, you know, to be able to get to Central Avenue from the certain parking lots, sometimes you instead of going all the way around, you go through a store. It's not so posh to be able to do that. So maybe we'll see that maybe we should hold back from that, or maybe Dafka we shouldn't. So Rav Zilberstein basically says, the summary is that Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer was just working on a midas chasidus, so it was just an extra righteous thing that he did. There's absolutely no problem. What was the issue that Gemara is talking about? The issue the Gemara is talking about is against watching a farmer's produce in the field when he objects. Meaning, you're mamish in the field and you know the farmer doesn't want you to be able to watch her, only when he objects. However, and the Gemara over there explains that that's exactly what it is. And the Gemara goes on to say, so much so, that if neighboring farmers next door to the farmers can also force their next door neighbor farmers to build up a wall to be able to prevent hezek ri'iyah, that people shouldn't stare at their property. However, what's the difference between the Gemara's case and our case? The Gemara's case is the farmers are worried about the people looking at their entire field, right? And causing an ayin hara, like, wow, look at Yankel, look at his amazing field, look at everything that he has. But here, the vendor, Dafka, has his stuff in Machane Yehuda when you're passing by Marzipan or you're passing by the gummies place or all these fruits and vegetables places. They Dafka have their stuff out. They want to encourage people looking at it. So even though Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer might not have an intent that he's going to buy something, and he knew that maybe he's going to acquire something, and he just wanted to use the shade, there would be no reason that he wouldn't be able to do it. The only reason he didn't do it because he didn't want to. It was a midas chasidus. But at the end of the day, the vendor is different from the farmer. The farmer has his whole produce. He has everything there. He doesn't want to cause an evil eye to show off everything that he has and everything like that. But here, the vendor, he puts out his best stuff for even. He doesn't care if people are not going to buy it, as long as that the whole point is that people should look at it. And then the whole point is that everyone should look at it. And Rav Zilberstein adds another reason. He says that the Gemara says that the Isser only applies when the wheat grows on its stalks. But after it's been harvested, there's no ruach, there's no ayin hara on it anymore. And therefore, they're you know, in the market. It's not like these fruits are still, you know, the farmer or any of these guys, they bought it from their fields. It's not harvested, it's harvested already, and therefore it would be completely mutter for anyone to be able to walk through somewhere, you know, to be able to walk through the marketplace and everything. At the end of the day, everyone has, you have to ask a shaila, you know, especially, you know, there's certain stores that you know, they probably maybe get upset if you would to be able to walk through. But I think that the message is very clear. You know, now going into the summer months, you know, as Reverso Zalman Metzer obviously was a big Rosh Hashiva, but on our own level, you know, to be able to realize that there are certain places and there are certain things we have to make sure that we go in Bikdusha B'Tahara, and to be able to make sure, just, you know, I was just thinking about that, you know, if you think about it, Game 7, you know, for the New York Rangers, you know, all these guys are talking about it in school. You know, how much preparation is going in about every single detail if the other team does this, if the other team does that. So, Be'ez Hashem, as we go into our own Game 7, now going into the summer, where things get a little different from the rest of the year, we make sure to be able to walk around with an iPod, to be able to make sure to walk around with the safer, practical things, whatever it is, to be able to make sure that our head stays in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and make sure to be able to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud, and to learn from the Sota how to live a holy and pure life. Have an amazing day.